Planes powered by GE Aerospace Technology take off every 2 seconds, and nearly 3 billion people flew last year with our technology under wing. As a new independently traded company on the New York Stock Exchange, our purpose remains: invent the future of flight, lift people up, and bring them home safely.
Boeing was looking to change the engine covers on its 777 jets even before the recent scare over Colorado. We'll tell you what a government document reveals in a WSJ exclusive. Plus, a sudden rally involving GameStop. What fueled the late-day surge? And should some companies be forced to pay their employees more during the pandemic?
Right now, it's happening largely on the West Coast, but more cities are passing mandates that require grocery stores to pay extra for their workers.
We'll look at how this could impact you at the checkout. It's Thursday, February 25th. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. We begin with a Wall Street Journal exclusive. According to an internal FAA document, Boeing was planning to strengthen protective covers for engines on its 777 jets months before a pair of recent serious failures, including a flight near Denver last weekend. Potential modifications had been under discussion for about 2 years after two other similar engine failures in 2018. That's according to people familiar with the matter. Boeing and the FAA have said they have been working to improve safety. They declined to comment on the engine cover plan status Wednesday. You can read much more right now on WSJ.com. We're also reporting that the co-founder and former CEO of WeWork, Adam Neumann, is set to reap an extra $50 million windfall and benefits as part of an agreement that would settle a dispute with SoftBank. That's according to people familiar with the matter. As we talked about earlier in the week, SoftBank, WeWork's majority shareholder, is nearing a deal to buy stock from investors, including Neumann. The settlement between SoftBank, Neumann, and the other shareholders isn't final, and the terms could still change. President Biden has revoked most immigration restrictions implemented by the Trump administration last year in response to the pandemic. Parts of the ban, including blocking entry into the U.S. to family members of U.S. citizens, were revoked. However, some restrictions remain in place. This includes ones that block the entry of foreigners with several types of work-based visas, including the H-1B visa for highly skilled professionals. That aspect of the ban is set to expire on March 31st. And New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has been accused by a former advisor of sexually harassing her while she worked for the state. In a blog post, Lindsay Boylan described a culture of inappropriate behavior toward women and bullying. A spokeswoman for the Democratic governor said the accusations were false. The governor denied the allegations last December after the aide accused him on Twitter of sexual harassment without providing specific details. Looking at earnings, Moderna, DoorDash, and Airbnb are among the companies reporting today. In addition, we'll get weekly jobless claims from the Department of Labor. Traders may be watching GameStop again today. Its shares skyrocketed in the final hour of trading. What prompted this late rally? We're going to bring in markets reporter Caitlin Ostroff into the conversation. She's covered GameStop a lot lately. Hi, Caitlin.
Hey, Mark.
So, Caitlin, shares of GameStop finished 104% higher to close at more than $91. It was hovering below $50 for most of the day. What's the explanation behind this?
So it's hard to say like what caused GameStop shares to take off so much in the last hour of trading. What we do know is that, you know, you had Keith Gill saying that he was going to double down on his GameStop bets over the last couple of days. He's still really optimistic on the company, and that's led other people on Wall Street Bets to say that they also are optimistic. You also had GameStop say that its chief financial officer would resign next month. And so maybe that was also another case for people to maybe, you know, think that the company's future could be different than what it had been a week ago. but we don't really know exactly what caused it. You had a lot of people on Reddit's Wall Street Bets who were saying, you know, they were caught off guard by the sudden rise in shares, and you could have big institutional players with deep pockets who can more easily move the share price, who maybe just doubled down on some of their bets, that we could see GameStop really outperform.
And Caitlin, what about some of the other stocks that have gained attention recently from Reddit's Wall Street Bets forum? How are they faring?
So, I mean, the same kind of frenzied trading that boosted several stocks higher kind of happened at the end of yesterday as well. So you had AMC Entertainment going up 18%. You had the headphone maker Cost Corp surging 55%. And those stocks are the same ones that you saw kind of, you know, rise in the frenzy in January alongside GameStop. And so potentially we could just be seeing, you know, maybe people who had been betting on them last month just saw prices fall enough and are thinking, you know, maybe they've hit a bottom, maybe they can go up higher again. And so it's hard to say like what exactly is driving this, but we're definitely seeing more than just GameStop.
Caitlin Ostroff joining me this morning from London. Thanks, Caitlin.
Thanks.
Just ahead, should some workers be paid more during the pandemic? We'll discuss after the break.
Planes powered by GE Aerospace technology take off every 2 seconds, and nearly 3 billion people flew last year with our technology under wing. By empowering the brightest minds, GE Aerospace is reimagining engine design and advanced aircraft systems, developing hybrid electric engines and technologies compatible with alternative fuels like sustainable aviation fuel. GE Aerospace strives every day to invent the future of flight, lift people up, and bring them home safely.
The pandemic is driving higher sales and profits for supermarket chains. Now, grocers are facing new requirements in some places to boost pay for their employees, who've been some of the most visible frontline workers during the pandemic. For a look at the battle that's playing out between supermarkets and local governments over bonus pay, I'm joined now by our food retail reporter, Jaewon Kang. She joins me from Chicago. Jaewon, good morning.
Hey, morning.
Jaewon, what does the picture look like across the country? Where are we seeing these bonus pay mandates for grocery store workers?
Yeah, so right now it's happening largely on the West Coast, but more cities are passing mandates that require grocery stores to pay extra for their workers. So it started with Long Beach in California, and it's been passed in other cities like Seattle and Oakland. And it's also been considered in other places like San Mateo. And, you know, earlier in the pandemic, a lot of the grocery chains had offered hazard pay to their workers as well, but many of them have sort of phased that out. And, you know, have been offering one-time bonuses, gift cards, discounts, and things like that instead. And the bills that are being introduced now would, you know, sort of boost what the workers are getting.
And just to be clear, these measures, do they cover all supermarket workers or just those who have direct contact with the public?
Yeah, so the bills that have been passed are for all hourly workers in grocery stores, and the idea is that they have, you know, jobs that require them to physically go to work, and therefore risk exposure to the virus. And city officials and union groups are, you know, looking for ways to compensate these grocery store workers.
As you know from your reporting, there are many perspectives on this. Let's start with how workers feel about this.
So many workers welcome this, and they've, you know, said all along, you know, that they are facing the same level of risk and have been facing the same level of risk since the pandemic started. They say, you know, their workload is heavier compared to pre-COVID, and that they're also dealing with more, you know, stress and anxiety about working in places that require them to interact with public.
And then there's the business perspective. This is an extra cost for the companies of up to $5 an hour per worker. The head of one supermarket chain told you, quote, "We're not in a nonprofit organization. So Will this mean higher prices for consumers in the end? How are these chains saying they might react?
So it could mean higher prices along with a few other things that the companies say will, you know, ultimately hurt consumers. So, you know, grocery stores say even with higher sales, they do operate on thin margins as a business and will have to raise food prices, you know, close stores, or cut back on services like checkouts and operating hours to, you know, make the math work on their end. You know, wage is one of the most costly aspects of the supermarket business. And so when we add in, you know, 20 to 30% more for wages with these mandates, you know, companies are saying it leaves them not a ton of options.
So where do things go from here? Are grocery stores going to fight this?
So a lot of the trade groups already, they've been, you know, fighting these rules in court. So trade groups in Washington, they filed lawsuits against cities in Washington. The California trade group for supermarkets have done the same in various cities in California. And, you know, now we sort of wait and see what's going to happen in court.
Jaewon Kang in Chicago, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And finally, in this age of social separation, what would you do if your boss suddenly appeared at your front door? For a software engineer in Austin, Texas, his company's CEO showed up at his house during a Zoom meeting with a trophy and a $1,000 check for winning the firm's monthly CEO Values Award. Many bosses are realizing they have to up the ante for employees working from home. Here's WSJ reporter Chip Cutter.
Bosses and companies are realizing they're having to get more creative to really hold people's attention and actually get them excited. You know, you've seen bosses send liquor, recruit chefs, get stand-up comics to appear on Zoom sessions. They've done all that. They've done the happy hours. And now companies are doing something different. They're bringing in the big guns, which are the bosses themselves, to try to raise morale inside companies.
And that's what's news for Thursday. We're back tonight with a new show. Until then, we'll keep you updated on earnings on WSJ.com. I'm Mark Stewart with the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
Planes powered by GE Aerospace Technology take off every 2 seconds, and nearly 3 billion people flew last year with our technology under wing. As a new independently traded company on the New York Stock Exchange, our purpose remains: invent the future of flight, lift people up, and bring them home safely.